that they all may be one. May 17, 1899, typed. In the plan of redemption, a place is allotted to every soul, and each one is to take the place assigned him and do the work appointed him. The work of God's people may and will be varied, but one Spirit is the mover in it all. God calls upon the members of His church to receive the Holy Spirit, to come together in unity and brotherly sympathy, to bind their interests together in love. Christian unity is a mighty agency. When God's chosen people are of one mind, barriers of selfishness will disappear as by magic, and many, many more souls will be converted because of the unity which exists among believers. There is one body and one Spirit. Those who have been building territorial lines of distinction, barriers of color and caste, might better take these down much faster than they put them up. Man is to obey the Word of God declared in the 17th chapter of John. He is to be one with his fellow man and with Christ, and in Christ, one with God. Then of him can be spoken the words, "Ye are complete in him." Colossians 2, verse 10. Christ declared, "And I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me." John 12, verse 32. Christ must be uplifted. His name is all-powerful. Many who have dwelt much upon doctrinal subjects, but who have not learned of Christ, have been found unable to control themselves. They need the Holy Spirit's power. Christ is the only true center. When He draws us to Himself, we are hidden with Him in God, and we show to the world that God loves us as He loves His Son. God imparts His Spirit to us. Truth, with its divine power and influence, takes possession of us, making of us one harmonious whole, of which Christ is seen to be the soul. Every element of working in right lines, every worker who fills his appointed place, is helping to uplift the cross of Calvary. God imparts His power to those who believe in the One who gave His life for the life of the world. Through His appointed agencies, He is convincing the world of sin, the transgression of the law. 1 John 3, verse 4. Christ is glorified as the One who exalted the law and made it honorable in that He permitted not the law to be changed to save man from perishing, but instead gave Himself as a sacrifice for sin, that by suffering the penalty of the broken law in His own body, He might reconcile God to man and man to God. God's law stands firm, unimpeached by Satan, pure, changeless, perfect, immutable, the great moral standard for every created intelligence. Every soul is to be obedient to the law of God. Those who are loyal to this law bear the insignia which is its distinguishing mark, the Sabbath of the fourth commandment. The enemy has made an effort to get rid of the true Sabbath. Seeing what they must do if they admit the fourth precept of the Decalogue, the religious world has been trampling underfoot the law of Jehovah. Holy, just, and good, this law is the expression of God's character. Christ prayed, "This is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent." John 17, verse 3. God is high and lifted up, and the train of His glory fills the temple. A knowledge of His law is essential to a knowledge of His character. To Moses, God gave instruction to be given to His chosen people, and in all our schools, this knowledge is to be made as clear as possible. It is a power which nothing can equal. The world is filled with storm and war and variance. Under one head, the papal power, it has united to oppose God in the person of His faithful witnesses. This union is cemented by the great apostate. All jealousy, evil surmising, and evil speaking is of him, and tends to produce discord and disunion. Then shall God's people be at variance with one another? Shall they not be cemented together by the Holy Spirit, each worker filled with love and sympathy for his fellow worker, each fulfilling his appointment with faithful, undivided effort, seeking earnestly to prepare the way of the Lord? The sword of the Spirit, which cuts both ways, is to be in the hands of God's servants. His inspiration is to be upon them, leading them all to speak as the voice of one. The Holy Spirit will work with the consecrated human instrument, for this is God's purpose. God has opened a door between heaven and earth which no power can close. He calls upon every human being to be pure, holy, sanctified, in order that the work for this time may be accomplished. When God's people place themselves in proper relation to Him, there will be a full impartation of the Holy Spirit, for the combination of the whole. To each man is given his work. Every member of the Church of Christ has a work to do. No one can be a member of Christ's body and yet be inactive. Various lines of work are committed to different men, according to their several ability. But all the work done for the Master is to be connected with the great whole. All are to work together in concert, each one controlled by divine power, putting forth undivided effort to draw those around him to Christ. Hearts must blend. All must move like well-adjusted machinery, each part dependent on the other part, yet standing distinct in action. This is the unity God requires in His service. He in whose heart Christ abides recognizes Christ abiding in the heart of his brother. Christ never wars against Christ. Christ never exerts an influence against Christ. Christians are to do their work, whatever it may be, in the unity of the Spirit, for the perfecting of the whole body. The church is to be purified, refined, ennobled. The members are to cast from their hearts the idols which have hindered their advancement in spirituality. By the influence of the Spirit, the most discordant may be brought into harmony. Unselfishness is to bind God's people together with firm, tender bonds. There is a vast power in the church when the energies of the members are under the control of the Spirit, gathering good from every source, educating, training, and disciplining self. Thus is presented to God a powerful organization through which He can work for the conversion of sinners. Thus heaven and earth are connected, and all the divine agencies cooperate with human instrumentalities.